Bud Johnson is with us, and Bud, before we get to the festivities of this weekend involving this 58 championship team, and Bud wrote the definitive book about the 1958 champs, The Perfect Season, a listener notes that Kavanaugh is a great LSU name, isn't it?
Ken Kavanaugh.
And Ken Kavanaugh Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken Kavanaugh is one of the greatest players to ever wear the uniform for the Tigers. He was from Little Rock Central High School. Did you know that?
An All-American.
Yes. But tonight, Billy Ab Cannon will be honored appropriately. We're now 4 months and 8 days since his death on May 20th, but number 20 will have a statue unveiled at Tiger Stadium.
It's a great night for the 1958 team. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary of the national championship of 1958. And they unveil the statue of their greatest star tonight.
Billy Cannon. It's a shame he's not around to see it.
A lot of players have said that. It's not going to be the same. The reunion will not be the same without him. I think that many of them realize that this may be the last time that they're all together.
How many are left from the 58 team?
I haven't done a number on it, Jim.
Maybe less than 20.
That's close to right. the 59 Ole Miss game has overshadowed the Ole Miss LSU game of 60 years ago. And it was just a different kind of game. Defense was critical to LSU's 14-0 shutout of Ole Miss that night. It was the game of the year in the SEC. Both teams were undefeated. LSU was ranked number one. Ole Miss was ranked sixth. A goal line stand in the second quarter set the tone for the game. Max Fugler made three tackles and was in on a fourth.
All right. Now, Max was better known as the center.
He was a center and linebacker
on that team. Great player. And Warren Rabb and Billy Cannon and Johnny Robinson, they not only played offense, they were pretty good on defense too.
Well, in that particular game, I saw Fugler do something that I've never seen since, and LSU's had a lot of good players since. He made two tackles on one play. Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, he tackled the Ole Miss quarterback, and as the Ole Miss quarterback was falling to the turf, he flipped a lateral to the Ole Miss fullback, Charlie Flowers. Fugler got up and tackled Flowers. I've never seen that before or since.
Well, in those days, Ole Miss was the biggest rivalry for the Tigers. And tomorrow night, the Johnny Rebs invade Tiger Stadium. One of the latest starts in modern time. Games used to start at 8 o'clock. I wish they would do that again because we really don't have night football anymore at Tiger Stadium. When these games start at 6 o'clock, most of the game is in daylight. But 8:15, I like that, Bud.
I saw something in that game that I've never seen before or since. The kickoff was 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Jim, the stadium was filled with people. Nobody was filing in. Tailgating was not a big deal, but nobody wanted to miss a play. That stadium was filled at 7 o'clock.
This was 1958, so 60 years later, two of the members of that team, the quarterback, Warren Rabb, and the center, Max Fugler, who also was a star linebacker, and of course Rabb was a star defensive back as well. They will be featured tomorrow, 2 o'clock, at the Lod Cook Hotel. This is an event that Bud Johnson has put together for many years with these legends appearing before anybody who wishes to come. And tomorrow at 2 p.m., it'll be Rabb and Fugler and yours truly. And I would imagine many members of the 58 team will not only be at the unveiling of the statue tonight, Bud, they'll be at the Lod Cook Hotel tomorrow.
We sure hope so. Those were two of the top players Fugler was an All-America. Rabb was an All-Conference quarterback on a national championship team. There's a lot to remember, a lot to celebrate.
I thought Warren Rabb's eulogy for Billy Cannon at Cannon's funeral a few months ago was the most moving, and probably understandably so. He knew him better than anybody else who was on that podium that day.
They were not only teammates at LSU, they were rivals in high school. Rabb at Baton Rouge High and Billy Cannon at Estruma. Yet they were two of the leaders of the 58-59 Tigers.
Yeah, Rabb said it was much better to play with Billy Cannon than against him. And at that time, he was just a superhuman physical specimen before his time. Those numbers that he had as far as his speed and his ability to adapt to other sports, he not only was the Heisman Trophy winner, but he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Decade, and he went over to the track team, and just as a whirl, what did he do, Bud Johnson?
He ran the 109.4, and he threw the shot 54 feet. That illustrated his speed and his strength, which made him a great football player.
And in his latter years in particular, he evolved into a very special man, and we were privileged to talk with him on this show several times. Bud Johnson, see you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Tonight, the unveiling of the statue. We're back after this timeout.